brought to you by Penguin.
Trainspotting by Irvin Welsh, read by Tamdeen Byrne. Part 1. Kicking. Chapter 1. The Skag Boys, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Mother Superior. The sweat was lashing off his sick boy. He was trembling. I was just sitting there, focusing on the telly, trying not to notice the cunt. He was bringing me down. I tried to keep my attention on the Jean-Claude Van Damme video. As happens with such movies, they started off with an obligatory dramatic opening. Then the next phase of the picture involved building up the tension through introducing the dastardly villain and sticking the weak plot together. Any minute now, though, all Jean-Claude's ready to get down to some serious swedging. "Rents, I've got to see Mother Superior," sick boy gasped, shaking his head. "Oh," I says, "I wanted the Raj to just fuck off out of my visage, to go on his own and just leave us with Jean-Claude. On the other hand, I'd be getting sick tea before long, and if that cunt went and scored, he'd had out on us." They call him Sick Boy, no because his eye was sick with junk withdrawal, but because he's just one sick cunt. "Let's fucking go," he snapped desperately. "Hold on a second. I wanted to see Jean-Claude smash up this arrogant fucker. If we went now, I wouldn't get to watch it. I'd be too fucked by the time we got back, and in any case it would probably be a few days later. That meant I'd get hit for fucking back charges for the show up on the video I hadn't even got a decat. I've got to fucking move, man," he shouts, standing up. He moves out to the windy and rests against it, breathing heavily, looking like a hunted animal. There's nothing in his eyes but need. I switch the box off at the handset. "Fucking waste, that's all it is, a fucking waste," I snarled at the cunt, the fucking irritating bastard. He flings back his head and raises his eyes to the ceiling. "I'll give the money to get back you. Is that all you're so fucking moosey-faced about? 50 measly fucking pence out of Ritz." This cunt has a way of making you feel a real petty, trivial bastard. "That's no the fucking point," I says, but without conviction. "Aye, the point is I'm really fucking suffering here, and my so-called mate's dragging his feet deliberately, loving every fucking minute of it." His eyes seem the size of footballs and look hostile, yet pleading at the same time, poignant testimonies to my supposed betrayal. If I ever live long enough to have a bairn, I hope it never looks at us like Sick Boy does. The cunt is irresistible on this form. "I wasn't," I protested. "Fling your fucking jacket on, well." At the foot of the walk, there were no taxis. They only congregated here when you didn't need them. Supposed to be August, but I'm fucking freezing my balls off here. I'm no sick yet, but it's in the fucking post, that's for sure. Supposed to be a rank. Supposed to be a fucking taxi rank. Never fucking get one in the summer. Up cruising fat rich festival cunts. Too fucking lazy to walk 100 fucking yards from one poxy church hall to another for their fucking show. Taxi drivers. Money grabbing bastards. Sick Boy muttered deliriously and breathlessly to his cell, eyes bulging and sinews in his neck straining as his head craned up Leith Walk. At last one came. There were a group of young guys in shell suits and bomber jackets who had been standing there longer than us. I doubt that Sick Boy even saw them. He charged straight out into the middle of the walk, screaming, "Taxi! Hey, what's the fucking score?" One guy in a black, purple and aqua shell suit with a flat top asks. "Get the fuck, we were here first," Sick Boy says, opening the taxi door. "There's another yin coming." He gestured up the walk at an advancing black cab. "Lucky for you, smart cunts. Fuck off, you plucky-faced wee hangout. Get a fucking ride," Sick Boy snarled as we piled into the taxi. "Toe cross, mate," I says to the driver as gobs splattered against the side windy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?